Pat Ryan has at last found a job that's right down his alley. He's going to be the leader of the first Chinese commando group, and you know what commandos are. The daredevils of the army, the hit-and-run outfits that make night raids behind enemy lines, the toughest, scrappiest, fightin'est group of men in the world. Well, Pat and Terry are teamed up with the Dragon Lady in this commando business. And in today's transcribed adventure, we'll see what they do about it. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Isn't it a grand and glorious feeling to bounce out of bed in the morning brimful of pep? One of the secrets of tip-top health like that is to eat the right thing. And foods that are rich in vitamins are very important. For instance, every single day you should get plenty of vitamin C. And that's easy and mighty pleasant to do. For Libby's Tomato Juice, famous for its wonderful red ripe tomato flavor, is rich in vitamin C. Isn't that a break, boys and girls? This juice you'd want to drink just for pure pleasure is a fine source of important vitamin C. And it gives you other vitamins, too. A, B1, and G. So start right away to drink a big, cold glassful of Libby's Tomato Juice daily. Maybe you'll have it for breakfast. Libby's Tomato Juice can't be beat as a breakfast drink. Or have your glass full between meals, or any time of day, just so long as you get it. Now remember, tomorrow's the day to start. From tomorrow on, drink a glass of Libby's Tomato Juice daily. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Commandos, there's a word to thrill you. And now we're with Terry and Pat Ryan and the Dragon Lady at the hidden hideout in the Chinese Sansoon Hills. Here, Pat is taking command of his men. But the arrival of his friend, Jude Hennick, American airplane pilot, well, it interrupted the business at hand. It seems that the anti-aircraft gun crew opened fire on Jude's plane as it flew overhead. And Jude said,
Well, what's the idea? I thought this was a smart outfit.
Now, wait a minute, Judy. Don't get your hair up. Not that you could with that bald dome of yours.
Never mind my noggin. I had my hair shaved off my bean because I wanted to. I still have the same brain. That's more than these Chinese commandos have.
Now, look, look, look. You're just peeved because they shot at you when your plane was up in the air.
Yes, it's a little irritating, Mr. Ryan. A wee bit annoying when the people you do business with try to make a Swiss cheese out of your plane.
Well, it won't happen again. Cross my heart.
Okay, so it's funny. Hey, but seriously, Patel, this commando outfit ought to learn to identify aircraft.
Oh, you're right. That's what Terry's working on now.
What does Terry know about spotting planes?
Well, he's pretty smart. I've seen him identify a flock of different ships almost the minute he saw them.
Uh-huh. How did you know he was right, and how did he know?
Well, that's the question of the $64 class, and I can't answer it. I just assumed Terry was right when he said this plane was a such-and-such, and that plane was a so-and-so.
Airplane spotting's no sense, my friend. Anybody can guess at a plane. In fact, your men did just that. I guess I was flying over the hideout in an enemy plane. They thought I was one of the invader Kawasaki Army fighter planes. Or perhaps one of the Mitsubishi types. Said that job out there is a Curtiss P-40. We call it a Tomahawk.
Well, you're right, too. There's no kidding about that. Well, my men are going to go to school. They're going to learn how to identify planes, and I'll need your help.
Well, I'm glad to do all I can, but hey, Pat, there's something I wanted to ask you.
Well, sure.
Wait a second. Let's take a quick look at it. Uh-huh. Wanted to make sure we weren't overheard. Hey, tell me, how'd you and Terry happen to join this commando group?
Well, what's the trouble? Isn't it legit?
Well, it's the best. These guys out there are tough and smart, and they shoot to kill. Saw that hole in my plane, didn't you?
Well, the Dragon Lady asked us to join. Mm-hmm. She wanted somebody to take charge. It's no job for a woman, so I will. Well, here I am with Terry.
Is that the only reason?
What are you driving at? I'm not in love with the Dragon Lady, if that's what you mean.
Might as well be in love with an icicle. No, I just thought you and Terry might have some other accident.
Well, you can keep this under your hat duty. But we did hope to locate Dr. Fu Ling. Ever hear of him?
Mm-hmm. An old fellow. Great Chinese magician in his day, wasn't
he? Yeah. The Dragon Lady kidnapped him. He's a prisoner in these Sansoon Hills.
Yeah, but I happen to know that Fu Ling is working for the Chinese Army.
He was. Until the Dragon Lady took him away.
Oh.
They don't like each other, so the lady got him out of the way. He's alive and well and not suffering, but I'd like to find him and send him back home. Of course, we haven't told the Dragon Lady about this.
I see. Well, I suppose I better let my hair down, too.
That's going to be a job now that your head is shaved like a peeled egg.
Ah, lay off my head, you idiot. I like it this way.
All right, gorgeous. Let your hair down.
Well, between you and me, the high command wants Dr. Fu Ling back. They don't know where to look for him. They suspect the Dragon Lady got fancy with him, but they can't prove it.
Well, he's around these parts someplace. Terry and I know that much, although the Dragon Lady doesn't know we know.
Oh.
So, if we find the old doc, what about it?
We'll bundle him aboard a plane. I'll fly him back to the Army Chief, who wants him for reasons best known to himself.
Okay. Finding Fu Ling will be a side dish in this commando job, a little wheels within wheels game, eh?
Just thought I'd let you know it's okay if you do. But don't get out of line on it, Pat. This first commando group's all important. Comes first.
I know. And I'm going to give it all I can. I'll make it a wow. This is as close to Uncle Sam as I can get right now. And as long as we're at war with the invader, then I'll toss him with this outfit. Come in.
Hi, dude.
Hi, Pat.
Say, Pat, the Dragon Lady wants to see you.
Hey, what's up? Bet she's got plans all set for the first commando raid, huh?
Well, we're not going to do anything until the men learn how to identify airplanes. What have you done about that, Terry?
Well, that's what I want to see Dude about. I figured as long as he were here that, well, he might as well give me a hand.
Okay, pull up a chair and I'll give you the whole kettle of fish in a nutshell.
And as for little Patsy, I'm going over and see the Dragon Lady. Good luck, gents. Make it your mind.
Okay.
Say, Terry, I've just been chilling with Ryan about Dr. Fu Ling. Pat will tell you all about it later on. There's no need to talk about it now.
Okay, dude. But now, what about this airplane spotting business?
Well, it's about time. That's all I have to say.
Well, now, don't get sore all over again. It was a mistake firing at your plane, but it won't happen again.
Better not. I've got guns and a few bombs on my plane, and those guys want to play rough, and so can I.
All right, now, about this aircraft spotting business.
Well, I'm a teacher. I couldn't tell these commandos how to learn to identify planes, but I think I could give you a hand.
Well,
from then on, it's up to you. You'll best have to figure out your own way of spotting planes.
Well, how did you learn, dude?
I don't know. Came to me like freckles. Next thing you know, you got them. I can tell a plane like you can tell the fingers on your hand. Oh, can you?
Yeah, I got four and a thumb.
Then use them to get a pad of paper and a pencil.
All right. Here's one. What else can I do?
Just sit here and watch. That's all ABC stuff.
Okay.
See, Terry, all planes are roughly divided into three groups.
Yeah.
They're land planes and sea planes. The next group is monoplanes and biplanes. Third group, single-engine planes and multi-engine planes. And get that straight in your mind first.
Okay. Now what?
Well, you learn fast, sonny boy.
Well, I guess everybody knows the difference between land planes and sea planes. You can spot seaplanes by the pontoons or by the boat-shaped hull of a flying boat.
Very neatly said, student. But let me proceed in my own narrow little way. Now, one of the main things to get straight in your mind is the shape of the wings. Now, look here. Now, here's the rectangular shape of airplane wings. From this long, narrow shape comes all the other wing shapes. Here, now, here's a tapered wing. Narrower at the ends and this at the middle, see? This wing I'm drawing now, this has the leading edge slanted back. There are also planes with the trailing edge swept forward.
Yeah, I never knew there were so many different shapes of wings.
Well, I won't go into all of them now, but you'll get the idea.
But, how can I spot a plane quickly, dude?
Well, the wings, the tail, and the engine. See, each plane is a combination of those three parts. But you can spot almost any plane by its wings and the tail. You know, take my Tomahawk buggy outside. Quite a bit different from an Arrow Cobra, Brewster Buffalo, British Spitfire, Messerschmitt, or the Jap Nakajima.
Hey, you rattle off that stuff like it was duck soup.
Look, Kitty, when your life depends on knowing who you meet in a cloud, you mighty soon find out what type of plane it is.
Charlie, how am I ever going to instruct those Chinese commandos about spotting planes?
Those men are intelligent. They'll learn faster than most drone fighters.
I know, but where do I start?
You got me, Terry. I'm a flyer, not a teacher.
But a book is no good. Even if I had one, what good would it do when a plane flew overhead? I mean, you can't look at a plane in the sky and then turn to page 10 or whatever and check up. By that time, the plane's gone.
Yeah, it's either gone or you are. While you're looking for it in your book, the plane may be dropping eggs on your nest. Oh, you're right, Terry. Book won't help the man at this garrison.
Well, maybe I could draw some pictures on the rock walls outside this camp.
Yeah, it might help, but not too much. You see, the main thing is to spot a plane instantly. And the only way you can do that is by... I wonder what that guy...
What's that?
The airplanes are coming. I think that's what it is. Come on, let's get outside and see. Yeah, up there. Men have gotten out of sight. Dragon Lady has them well trained, Harry. They obey orders. That's the first requirement of a good soldier.
Hey, I can't hear any planes.
Well, there's a system of signals, shortwave radio, I think. Anyway, the men are warned several minutes before the planes come near.
And why weren't we warned when you dropped in yesterday evening?
Well, Dragon Lady knew I was coming. She received the signals, but I was expected, so she didn't say anything. Yeah, and that little slip-up almost won me a wooden kimono.
Oh, I can hear some planes now, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure they won't see it?
I don't think so. Hideout pretty well hidden from the air. The men are out of sight.
How about your plane?
Oh, it's hidden under those trees over there. Now then, Terry, look up there. The planes will pass across that open space in just a moment. A good spotter can call them off like an alphabet.
Well, can you do it?
I don't know. Wait. Well, enemy planes, all right. A bit of scouting. Bet they're looking for this hideout. I tell you, there's a German Heinkel, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's a single-seater fighter, see? There's another one. Ah, Japanese Karagane. And three more of them, see?
Golly, I wish I could call them off like that.
Well, you can't learn it in a day. It takes time. But maybe we can work out a stunt so you can spot planes without reading a book.
Now you're talking, dude. If I could do that, then everything would be swell.
Well, we'll put our minds on it tomorrow. Meanwhile, let's stay right here where we are until those warbirds get out of sight. We can spot them, but we don't want them to spot us.
Jude Hennick may be a great flyer, but he's no teacher, as Terry had just found out. It's one thing to identify planes, but another thing to figure out a way to teach other people to spot them. I wonder what Terry and Dude will work out to make the job easier. In just a moment, we'll take up this subject again. For a drink you'll be keen about, ask your mother to get zippy, delicious Libby's tomato juice. Boy, will you go for it. It gives you vitamins, too, lots of them. But Libby's tomato juice is just one of the nutritious, well-tasting foods that Libby packs. Fruits and vegetables are important protective foods needed for top-notch health. Libby's fruits and vegetables are mighty good eating. And Libby takes special pains to guard their fine food values. Ask your mother to get Libby's meats, too. Your whole family will cheer them. These days, all good Americans are buying United States war savings bonds and stamps. I know you boys and girls are doing your very best to earn money or save dimes and quarters from your allowances to buy savings stamps for yourselves. In tomorrow's transcribed adventure, we'll again take up this problem of aircraft spotting. We'll see how Terry tries to work it out. Yes, and then there's the question of Dr. Fu Ling. He may be discovered tomorrow, and perhaps Jude Hennick will fly him back home. Anyway, be on hand for the thrills you'll get with the commandos in China. The orders are, at your radio, tomorrow.